No, a friend of mine recently died climbing Mount Everest, and he was a good friend of mine. I went to college with him. His name was Declan, and he lives in Wisconsin, was from Wisconsin, so we had the funeral. His parents had the funeral there, so I went to Wisconsin for the funeral. Now, I've known Declan for a long time, but I didn't really know too many people in his family. So I was kind of keeping to myself and minding my own business. And it was a sad funeral, right? You know, everyone's crying. And everyone's crying and hugging. And then they would look at each other and say the same thing over and over again. And it's the same cliche saying that you'll hear when anybody dies doing anything extreme, whether it's like big wave surfing, mountain climbing, skydive, people always say the same shit. They're like, well, at least he died doing what he loved. You know, he got to die doing what he loved. Isn't that great? So that's what people were saying, because like Declan loved mountain climbing, right? So they're hugging, they're crying, they're looking at each other and saying, well, Declan died doing what he loved. It's great. And at first you're like, yeah, okay. And then like 45 times this, you're like, you know what? No, I've known Declan 15 years. He never once called me up like, dude, I love falling off mountains onto pointy rocks and bleeding to death. Fucking awesome. Like, yeah, I don't know if he died doing what he loved, but I don't, it's weird, right? Like, what are you doing this weekend? We're going to Everest. Yeah, I'm going to watch a Three's Company marathon and beat off. Don't worry about me. But I didn't say anything. I kept to myself, right? But everyone kept fucking saying, oh, he died doing what he loved. At least he died doing what he loved. And then I started thinking, you know, like a year ago to the day, I lost a friend to a drug overdose. And everyone at that funeral was like, oh, this is tragic. Now I'm thinking, I don't know, fuck you. She loved heroin. She stole from me to get it, put someone in front of a bus. Like, she died doing what she loved. This kid's kind of an idiot, right? But you can't say that shit either. You gotta keep it to yourself. And then I get the one guy in Declan's family that I actually do know, and everyone's got one of these. The drunkle. Right? Just that jerk-off uncle that yells shit at Thanksgiving you can't take back, you know? Hey, cunt, pass the potatoes! Like, Uncle Doug, that's Grandma. Do you want to sit down? What the fuck is wrong with you? I get Declan's drunkle Doug, comes up to me, puts me in a headlock. He's like, John, wouldn't it be great if we could all die doing what we love? Wouldn't that be great? No. What? That's the worst idea I've ever heard. My friends, my family, they got enough problems just knowing me. I don't need to be found dead doing what I love. How insanely awkward for whoever has to find me like that, right? Out here would probably be my brother. They come over, oh my God, are you in there? I haven't seen you in a week. Kicks the door open. Holy shit, he's dead. But there he is, buck naked with his cock in a warm pumpkin, extension cord around his neck, a spatula in one hand, a bottle of Xanax in the other, a goat tied to the TV stand, a clown juggling scarves on a unicycle, and a Doberman pincher licking peanut butter out of the crack of his ass, and a Hannah Montana movie on a loop. Oh, that's precious. At least he died doing what he loved. Thank God. Now put a fucking blanket over him. I can still see his boner.